Were you surprised that this happened? Obviously, you know, even with one game left to play, I mean, did it take you off guard?
You know, it's, I knew something would happen this week, honestly, because at this point, teams want to make sure they know they have their core group of specialists and get them working together before the first game happens. And they don't want to do that after the last preseason game. So this is a good time for me to get working with Donnie and Cam and see what happens from there.
You hadn't been working with them?
I had not been working with Donnie. I haven't snapped to him before this until or since the season. But I've been around him, and I watch his rhythm and watch. It's not a huge difference for me. I mean, like I said, I worked with him during last year when I came in, so it's not a huge adjustment. Exactly.
You're so talking about Donnie as a punter, not as a holder, right?
I'm for both, really. It's the rhythm on his holds.
You haven't been snapping to him as a holder?
As a holder, correct.
You have as a punter.
Cameron Johnston.
As a holder.
As a holder. Right. Also Cameron Johnston. So, but for a punt, I mean, punt's a little bit easier. I mean, it's the same rhythm with Chris Maragos being the personal protector. The only difference is Cameron's a righty and Donnie's a lefty, so it's just aiming at a different hip. For me, that's not difficult, but on field goal, it's just a little bit different rhythm of how they pick their hand up and how their timing with Caleb. So that's just a little bit different, but that's something I can pick up on pretty quickly.
The fact that you hadn't worked with them, it's just a little bit surprising to you since John got all the work with the starters for the whole preseason camp.
I didn't read much into that because I was getting reps with the ones at one point, but it was me and Cameron going with the ones. So I still got those reps. I still went with the first team, and I got the field goal snaps and the punts, but it just wasn't with Donnie. So that was the biggest difference for me into this week, where I have to get back used to snapping to both Donnie and Cameron. So that's the thing I have to change up.
You're talking to Pip this morning. What was his message to you?
He was very positive. He knows how hard I've been working this whole training camp, and he really truly believed I deserved this job, and it was something from him that I really love to hear from him, because he is my coach, and he's so honest with me, and that's all I want. It's just honesty.
I ask this in jest. How's your magic?
I knew that question would come up, but it's not there yet. But I'm hoping to pick up a hobby pretty soon to fill in those shoes.
Did you talk to John Dornbos at all after the trade? Did you hear from him?
Not after the trade. No, I haven't heard from him. I wish him a congratulations, and hope that he does well with the Saints, because I know that's a good spot for him. I know that's a new opportunity for him and a new fan base for him to go show his magic tricks to. So. And he's going to do well for them, because he really is such a good snapper, and he's done so well here for such a long time.
Yeah, they've only had two snappers here since 2000, except for games in which guys got hurt, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, does that make you feel good going into a, you know, it's not a place where they change the snapper every
absolutely.
Every couple of months.
Absolutely. And it's I feel like it's a great start to my career. I'm close to home. I grew up in Jersey, and it's great for my family. It's great for all my friends to be able to come to games, and I just feel really comfortable in Philly. You know, it's something that I feel, I just always felt being here was like I was here for a reason. So it's really.
How's the sub shop?
We actually sold it. We sold it in the beginning of this month. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's good that this job is mine, so I can't go back to that.
Oh my
yeah, that's
God.
Right.
What happened? Why did that?
It was just something that it was in the works for all the off season. My dad and my uncle were just getting ready to sell it. It's been 12 years, and they were done with it. They both wanted to move on with their selves and hopefully go into retirement at some point. So it was a good time for it. But and it's still open. It's just owned by different people. Okay. So
did you work there during the off season at all?
I stopped in a couple times. Yeah, during the off season, I was in there quite a bit. Every now and then, I'll help if they need like a quick delivery, or if they're super swamped and I'm in there, I'll help them out and do a couple things for them. But yeah, I love being able to help that place out, because it really was such a huge part of my life ever since I was a kid.
Are you still taking snaps with your dad?
Congratulations.
I haven't been taking snaps with my dad, just because I've been here this whole time. But it's a good thing that I'm not. That means I have a job somewhere. And I really enjoyed being able to call them last night and tell them that I had won this job, and it's nice to be able to tell them and have such a great support system from my family. So.
Will they be there Thursday?
Yes, they will. They have not missed a game in, over 6 years, 7 years of my career. So going into college, going to every NFL game, they haven't missed a game. So I'm happy for them to be able to come and know that I have won this job and see me start this season.